Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I was asked something recently that I've never been asked before. Have you ever done a podcast about a love triangle? So when I saw that question, I immediately thought, this motherfucker's involved in a fucking love triangle, right? Why else would you ask me that question? How often are fucking love triangles on your mind? You just walk around thinking about them? Nobody has that shit on their fucking mind. So, like, I knew immediately this person is involved in a love triangle right fucking now. Here's the scarier part. This is what I pieced together. This person wants to know my thoughts on the love triangle. That's why they're asking me. They listen to the podcast about, like, my fucked up relationships, and they're like, ooh, this guy clearly has some great fucking advice. I wonder if he's been on a love triangle, because I gotta know how to fucking navigate my way through this. Listen, if you've heard the relationship podcasts, you'll know that I'm probably not the person to talk to for relationship advice or any advice about fucking anything. I haven't really got my shit together, but this won't surprise you. I do have thoughts on the love triangle. I started investigating love triangles. I started hitting the streets, baby. I started talking to people like, yo, I was just asked if I've been in a love triangle. Have you ever been in a love triangle? You got any experience with this? I gotta do some legwork. Get this person the answers they need. And wouldn't you fucking know it, the first person I came to with this information was like, yeah, I was kind of in a love triangle like a couple years ago. I was like, what the fuck? Of course, right? Of course, you know, you take a look at me, you take a look at a fucking misanthrope, and you're like, if you need to know a certain class of individual, a certain class of maybe unsavory person, maybe getting involved in some seedy activities, sex, drugs, love triangles, take a look at the people that I associate myself with, and you'll find a nice cross-section of scumbags. Now, this person who told me that they weren't involved in the love triangle, not a scumbag. So I'm like, really? So then I started breaking down the love triangle. I actually took out a piece of paper and I started writing like a flowchart. A couple types of love triangles. You got the MMF or you got the FFM. I suppose it could be like the triple M and the triple F, but those are probably more rare. I mean, there's gays and lesbian love triangles. I'm sure they're out there, but it's not the standard. It's not the standard stuff that you see. So I drew this out. I drew this out on a sheet of paper. I was like, point to the love triangle that you were involved in. You don't have to say it out loud. Just circle it. Just circle it for me, please. Now, I don't want to get too deep into my investigation here. So let's turn back to the original love triangle. Here's what I imagine. This is a legit love triangle that's going on right now, and there are many players involved. I mean, there's an ex involved. There's maybe a divorcee involved, huh? Yeah, what else is involved, huh? Yeah, maybe somebody else, couple dudes, couple ladies. So it's like a love diamond. Or maybe a love square. I don't know. I keep adding players in my head because I want this to be as steamy as possible. I mean, I guess my thoughts on it, since you came to me asking me about my love triangle thoughts, I guess my thoughts on it are this. Fuck no. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. Look, there's a lot of people out there that have open relationships these days. I think it's fucking crazy. If I'm going to fucking be with somebody, it's going to be monogamous and that's going to be it. I'm not going to have like, you know, me, you know, taking Tuesdays and Thursdays and then some other dude, you know, tagging in for fucking Fridays and Sundays. Fuck that shit. I gotta be important. I gotta be the most important thing in the world of a potential partner. That's it. It's as simple as that. So no love triangles. Fuck that nonsense. Fuck that noise. Because somebody's gonna get hurt, either emotionally or, you know, in the crotch area. Maybe a little drip. Maybe a little itch. Maybe a little burning. If you're going to town and you know the triangle's going on, and you know, like I'm just speaking for myself here. Like if there was me, a lady, another dude involved. If I'm gonna take my fucking dude piston and just ram it right into the squish mitten, I need to know that I'm the only one going there. Like, if I'm an astronaut and I'm on the moon, I'm going to plant the flag. I'm going to be the only one to plant the flag. There's not going to be some other dude like planting the flag at the same time. I don't want to, because then you're, it's like you're rubbing dicks with that guy. And if I want to rub dicks with that guy, I'll go rub dicks with that guy. Then at least I know where his dick is. Like, there's a lot of dicks in there, man. There's a lot of dicks in there. And you know, maybe there's some scissoring. I don't know what the fuck's what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of action that's going on is all I'm saying. And that action makes me anxious. That action makes me think like, look, I know you and I trust you enough, I guess, to fuck you. But, you know, there's other people involved. Like, what are you fucking, you gotta be out of your fucking mind for that shit. I think that's fucking crazy. That's bad shit fucking crazy. I'm a crazy person that thinks that's fucking crazy. So not a fucking chance. And here's another fucking thing. I'm not gonna compete. Love triangles are like, eventually somebody's probably gonna end up with somebody else, right? So I don't wanna be in a position where I feel like I'm competing with another guy or lady or whatever the fuck for somebody's affection. Because here's what happens. Let's say I win the competition. Then somebody else is gonna fucking come along that I'm gonna have to fucking compete with again. I'm not gonna compete with somebody for till the end of time. I feel like I've gone pretty deep down the fucking rabbit hole here. But the original point the original person who asked me about the love triangle. I'm going to give my fucking honest advice right now. Get the fuck out of there. That's crazy. You're fucking crazy. You're going to get hurt. Your dick might fall off. Your fucking vagina might start fucking snotting all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, it could be a fucking problem. And Christ almighty, even if you get out of it physically, you're going to be emotionally a fucking mess. My God. Why do you want to put yourself through that? Stop triangulating. It's going to lead to pain. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with more dynamite love advice. Keep giving me your love questions, and I'll talk about them for 5 minutes. Might not be good advice, but it's going to be advice. I mean, I'll tell you something. I'm on Podbean, the website or the app. You can get every fucking episode there. I'm also on Podbean. Wait a minute. I just fucking said that. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Play and Spotify, and I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou and on Facebook. The Facebook timeline. Keep putting the podcast right in the timeline for you there.